and then we'll check out the simonim to see if they were had it nekev or not. Someone says, no, that's not a good eitzah. Good duma b'mokem nekev k'shochet. Maybe the place that you're going to shech, there was a nekev there, there was a hole there. So maybe it was a treifer before. Someone says, elamai nivtiko, let's first check out the two simonim, or one. V'odah nitchot, and then you'll shecht. Do that first, or first check out the simon, make sure the place you're going to shech, there's no nekev, there's no hole there, and make a good shechit, and afterwards we'll check it out. Someone says, no, v'omar rabbi said, veshet. The veshet by noif, or any veshet, ein loy b'dikim b'chutz. You can't check out the veshet from the outside. But the outside looks too red. You can't tell whether there's a nekev there or not. And by a veshet, by the food pipe, any small nekev, small hole, makes it for treifa. So likewise, you can't check out the veshet from the outside. Elim b'fnim. After shechita, you have to take it and turn it inside out, because the inside is white. And there you could tell whether there was some dam there or not, whether there was a nekev there or not. That's the only way. So the kids said, when the oif is still alive, you can't check this out. So you can't check out the veshet before you make the shechita. So what should we do here? So Omalei Rabbi Yosef Bray, Rabbi Yosef's son, said like this. Listen, Niv de Kela Kona. First check out the windpipe. Check out the corner. That you could check out even from the outside, because there it's only possible if it's rubai, if rug of it is cut through. But only up to mixat, it's still kosher, so you could tell whether there's a neck of there or not. Such a big one for sure you could tell. So first check it out, and then v'nishchet el kona, make a shechita on the corner alone of the oif, v'lichshere, and we'll have a kosher shechita done. Now you still have a suffix about the veshet, was your neck of there or not? So after the shechita, pull out the whole veshet, pull out the whole food pipe, for all the lefchui la veshet, and then turn the veshet inside out, v'lifdekei, and then the inside of it that's white, that you could tell more whether there's some dam there, whether there was a neck of there or not. So that's the eighth time to check out this bird. And Amar Rav, Rava said, Chochem Yosef Bri, my son Yosef is a big Talmud Chochem, these halachas. Betreifers, and Hilchos Treifers, Treb Yechon, like Reb Yechonon. Reb Yechon was also a big Chochem, and Hilchos Treifers. We'll have Gemara later, they sent a lot of Shilas for Reb Yechonon about Hilchos Treifers. But I'll call upon Amar, what do we see clearly from over here? From this Maisa, we see clearly that Echad the Kama, that's what the Mishnah says by an oif. You have to shecht one simin, Oy hai. Either one is good. Not like Barbada Barab, we don't only have to shech the veshet, but it's enough to shech the corner also. That's why here, when you had a suffix, they said first shech the corner, and then you'll check out the veshet to see if it's a treif or not. So we see clearly, shechit is kosher in the veshet, in the corner also. Now, it says the Mishnah again, if you do aime, at sheyishchet yasavridim, that shechit and oif has to be, you have to cut this vein, the neck vein also. Amar Rav Chisda, Lo yamar Rav Yehuda ela b'yoif. You only said this by knife, by a bird. A lot of times you barbecue the whole bird together. So if you don't cut that vridim, you won't get the blood out of it. Avo behema mashenk, and a regular behema. Kivu de menachta eva reva, like nobody roasts the whole behema by itself. You always first cut up the meat into pieces. So therefore, by cutting up the meat anyway, the blood will come out. So therefore, like tzarech, if you don't have to cut this vein, b'shas t'shchita. It's only by an oif to make sure the dam comes out of the oif, because otherwise you may roast it together. So Moses Lameim, what are you telling me now? The time of the Reb Yehuda, what's the reason of Reb Yehuda that he says in the Mishnah, b'shas t'shchita soif, you have to cut the vridim, you have to cut that vein, is mishum damu. It's only a loch of dam to get the dam out, not hilcha t'shchita, it's only a loch in the dam. We learned, Reb Yehuda says, "Sheyishchet es avridin." Reb Yehuda says the shechita has to be done on the vridim. Mashmet aloch and shechita. Shechita should be done on the vridim, on this neck vein. So Mar says, "No, aim is like this." Rather, meant to say, "Ashinakev es avridin." It doesn't mean you have to make a shechita. It's not aloch and shechita. It's enough just to make a hole there that the dam should come out. For the Mar of so, "Umay Sheyishchet." What does it mean to say "Sheyishchet"? "Ashinakev b'shas shechita." Meaning this hole, you should puncture this vein, b'shas t'shchita. Because then by first the blood is still warm, the vein is still warm, and then all the dam will come out. But later, if you do it later, the dam may not come out. That's what he meant to say. You have to puncture this vein, b'shas t'shchita. The Rashi says, shadam cham, then the blood is warm, v'yetzin will come out. Toshma, come here. It says, v'ridin b'shchita. Ibn Reb Yehuda. So it's mashm again that there's hilcha shechita on the vridim. You have to mamashecht it the right way with a knife. And we rather say no. The Torah says, "Vridim tzarchu nak from b'shashchit." Again, did Rabbi Yehuda the same thing we said before, that the vridim have to be punctured b'shash t'shchit? That's the words of Rabbi Yehuda. When the dam is still hot, then you can puncture it so all the dam will come out. Toshima, not all the dam. You still have to make a malicha by a chicken. But our core problem, if you don't do this, you won't be able to get the dam out even later with the malicha. Toshima, omulal Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda. The only purpose to have the reading is to take the dam out. What's the difference? Whether you do it b'shchita without a shchita? That's what the Chum is for Rabbi Yehuda. But Mechalach, it's a proof that Rabbi Yehuda saw a shchita, that you have to have a shchita. So Moses says, no, Hokkakam, this is what he meant to say. Hokkakam, Allah. Mali l'nak from b'shash shchita, mali l'nak from b'shle b'shash shchita. That was the kasha that Tamidim is Rabbi Yehuda, the Chum is Rabbi Yehuda. Why do you have to puncture it b'shash shchita? True, you don't need hilchas shchita on it, but you're telling me now you have to puncture it b'shash shchita. Why dafka b'shash shchita? For you saw the answer that Yehuda himself holds that b'shash shchita when you shech the yoyif or see dam decham, the dam will come out because it's very hot. It's warm then, but shle b'shash shchita after you made a shchita and it cools off already, but you see dam, then the dam will come out so fast. The korach, because it cools off, it gels up then the dam will come out so fast. Akobnat was saying, according to Yehuda, the vridim is only a halacha and cutting it b'shas t'shchita, not a real hilchas shchita. Boy, Reb Yirmiya, Yirmiya says a shal like this: vridim Reb Yehuda, according to Reb Yehuda shchita, you have to cut the vridim shoya behen. What's going to be if while you're cutting the vridim, you took your time or you stopped in between doras them or you pressed down, you didn't make a shchita? Now what's the halacha? Of course, the same shal over again. Do you need a hilchas shchita or just to puncture it? Or Malay Yusab, as older person said, Hochi Yom Rav Lizar Ablaza said, for Yamalan, some say, Omalu, who sab, this older person said, the Rav Lizar, that Hochi Yom Rav Yochanan, Lizar Rav Yochanan said, Menak from the kites, it's enough just to puncture them with a splint, with the kites, with a thorn. Vihenk Sherm in the Kasha. The kid said, again, it's not halacha, Shchita, it's just halacha of puncturing it to get the blood out. Tanya Kabos, the Rav Chizdol, Shochad Shnechat Soy Simonim, it is shechted two halves of the simon and b'yoyf, puzzle. Again, you didn't shecht one simon completely or roiv, it's puzzle. The ain't so one of them for sure by behema. If you do one of b'yoyf, at sheishchot es aveshet, v'yest av ridim. If you do one of b'yoyf, on the b'yoyf, at sheishchot es aveshet, v'yest av ridim. So you clear like Rav Chizdol, he started off to say, Rav Yehuda's halacha is only by an oif, by a bird, not by behemis. That says clearly, Rav Yehuda is only b'yoyf. You have to cut the vridim. Masha by the hema though, you don't have to cut the vridim. Then the Mishnah says, Chatz yecha b'yoif. If you cut half, it's possible. If we learn like this, Rav Roma machts ha-machts, that's you cut only half through the simin k'roiv. Rav Takol, just cutting through half of the simin is also called like roiv, it's a good shchita. Rav Kan Omano machts ha-machts, ain't a k'roiv. If you just cut through half of the simin, it's not called k'roiv, it's not a good shchita. Rav Roma machts ha-machts, a k'roiv. Why? This is what the Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, that lo tishai ruba. The main thing by the Shechita is not to leave over rov. But if you don't leave over rov, if you cut exactly halfway, it's also kashan. Rav Kan Omer no, machts ha-machts is ain't a k'roi. Why? Hochli Yomalei Rachman L'Moshe, that Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, shachat ruba, shecht rov of the simen. That's the machlokes, do you have to shecht rov the majority of it? Or is enough just machts ha-machts, it's also called k'roi. So where's the Kodesh Baruch Hu? Look at our Mishnah. Chatz yechad b'yoyf, yechad b'chatz v'beheim, eshchadosh p'sula. So clearly it's no good. So yarmut machza machza k'roiv amai p'sula. Kurt akasha on Rav, how could Rav say it's kasha? Mishnah says it's possible. Ha'avad l'ruba. Sumer says, midirabonin. It's only possible midirabonin. Dum l'yos l'nevet palgo. Midir writes attack on machza machza is kasha. It's only midirabonin though that we say no. Midirabonin, you have to have at least roiv. Because if you just do machza machza, but we're afraid, maybe sometimes you won't even do that much. So the Rabbanan, even Rav is masking it's possible. Omer Rav Ketina, Toshema, Cholku Lishnayim. If you have a kli that was tamei, and you divide it into half, if you ain't shot, they're two equal pieces now. So Shneim Tameim, both halves are still tamei. The Fishiyesh Letzamtim, it's not possible to have exactly split in half. So Mashma, one piece is bigger than the other. That's the lacha. If you have a kli that's tamei, kli cheris, when you break it, so the smaller piece becomes tor, but the bigger piece is still called a kli. Here you don't know which piece is the bigger piece, so therefore they're both tamei. Mashma, if you know kli, do exactly half and half, then Torim, then both pieces would be Tor. So questions are my Torim, why are they Torim? Silhochi Keruba is Silhochi Keruba. Like both half is like Rav. So you don't have the Kli broken. So it's Kash and Rav, why would the Kli be Tor? The Kli is not broken yet. So my answer is, I'm Rav Papa, no. Trei Rubi Bechad Monolek. That you can't say. You have only one Kli. Now when you break it, it's broken. If one piece has more than the other, so the piece that has more is the Rav, the other one is not. But here, if you cut the Kli Mamish directly in half, so you can't say you have two pieces of Rav. It can't be two Ravs. The Kli is only one Kli. You can't have two majorities. So here, Rav also agrees, it's only called Kamachta Machsa, therefore would become Torah. Like Rashi says over here, the Chokul Ishnai means Tana, we're talking about now, Shinitma. A Tana that became Tomei, saying Loi Tyra Elu Natitza. It only asks Tyra if you break it up, the Kli Cheres, Kedesiv, Yutat, you have to break it up. Now the Nishtai Ruba, if Rav is left over, Sholem, that's not called Natitzu. So that piece that has Rav is not called Natitza, therefore still Tomei. So after Shali of Mashiv chopped up in half, it would be tor. Rashi says with eshlet samtsim it's possible to have the exact amount. Shei mechuvonim care exactly. Elavadai bechad mina lika ruba. Liyadin, we don't know, but if it would be possible, mashma both of them would be tor. That's the question. Why? According to you, Rav, you say machta machsis kareiv. So that the answer is. The Rashi says no. Trei rubi lekel meima bechad monim. The high rule behind Muta, this is where there's a meat. Avulin yin shchito, loyhuska roiv, by shchito doesn't say roiv. Ela bachaticha by cutting it. And therefore, vichikarina palga roiv, chotuch, lekla machach lay the high palga de koi le mikro roiv shalim. That by shchito, is a locha, did you make a maestro shchito not? So there Rav holds when you shaft roiv of it is called a maestro shchito. So that's Rav shchito. Yeah. Now the more says Toshma coming here. It says Shochat Chatzi Gageris. If you shecht half of a Gageris, the Shoyebo Kadei Shchita Acheris. You wait. The Gomer. Then you finish Kitosas Ksheira. Now the question is, the Yamrit Machta.